This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Ghana capital Accra this evening on the first leg of his five-nation tour. In an exclusive interaction with Akashvani, the High Commissioner of India to Ghana, Manish Gupta highlighted the growing strength and multi-sectoral depth of the India-Ghana partnership, calling it one of the most dynamic bilateral relationships in West Africa. He emphasized that economics, trade and investment cooperation remain key pillars of engagement between the two nations.
Economic, trade and investment, these are one of the key pillars of our partnership with Ghana. Ghana's economy is now on the rebound. Since late last year, the economy has grown consistently by 4-5% on quarter-on-quarter basis. So that implies once the country gets out of the economic restructuring, you will have a slew of foreign investments and that offers a new opportunities also to the Indian companies to invest over here.
Mr. Modi will also visit Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to receive Ghana's highest state honour, the Companion of the Order of the Star of Ghana. We have more from our correspondent.
Addressing a press conference at the Ghana's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister for Foreign Affairs Samuel Ablakwa announced that the PM Modi would be conferred with the honour by President John Dramani Mahama at the state banquet. Prime Minister Modi's conferment with the state's highest honour will see him join an illustrious list of global leaders who have been similarly recognised. Prime Minister's visit, the first in 30 years, forms part of efforts to deepen the bilateral relations between Ghana and India, which have been maintained over six decades of fraternal ties. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Accra.
Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today exhorted party leaders and workers to spread mass awareness about the people-centric policies and projects of PM Narendra Modi-led government, which has brought a turnaround in the life of people during the last 11 years. Mr. Singh was addressing the meeting of the BJP State Working Committee at the Gyan Bhavan in Patna. He mentioned India's growth story in the sector of defence. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is determined to dismantling every drug cartel and protect the youth. He congratulated the Narcotics Control Bureau and all agencies on busting a global drug cartel. Mr. Shah said the probe set a stellar example of multi-agency coordination, resulting in 8 arrests and seizure of 5 consignments while triggering crackdowns in the US and Australia against the ring that operates across 4 continents and over 10 nations. He said that the country's agencies are constantly monitoring sophisticated modes like crypto payments and anonymous dropshippers used by these gangs. Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said that 1 lakh crore rupees will be provided to employees and employers over the next 4 years through the Employment Linked Incentive Scheme. Talking to the media in New Delhi, the minister said that this scheme is the result of the employment-centric policy of the government.
This scheme, Pradhan Mantri Ji ki employment-centric niti ka natija hai. Desh ke yuvaon ko rozgar mile. Uske liye 5 saal ka karyakram Modi Ji ne banaya tha. उसके तहत एला स्कीम लाई गई है एला स्कीम के द्वारा देश में जो यूथ नया जॉब में आता है उसको एक साल में दो किस्त में 7500 रुपया डीबीटी के माध्यम से उसके अकाउंट में डाला जाएगा
Iran has begun work on its Fordo nuclear plant days after last month's US airstrikes, with satellite images from Maxar Technologies showing a new access road and the deployment of construction equipment at the uranium enrichment facility. According to the captured images, Tehran has been working round the clock to repair the damage incurred at one of its key nuclear facilities. The benchmark domestic equity indices today paired early gains and ended with modest losses amid global mixed global cues. The broader market indices at the BSE also closed in negative territory. The mid-cap index slipped almost 0.2% and the small-cap index edged 0.2% down. In cricket, India were 180 for 3 against England on day 1 in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Edgbaston in Birmingham a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.